Hi there. Welcome to another episode of the Customer-Led Groove Show, where we discuss and share the best practices and the latest trends in customer marketing, advocacy, and customer-led growth. Today's episode is brought to you by BASE, a pioneer in B2B marketing and the industry's first CLG ecosystem for customer-led marketers, sales, and product professionals. Okay, let's welcome the CLG team and today's guests.
Hi there, Scott Wilder, and welcome to another episode of Customer-Led Groove, orchestrated by BASE and part of the CLG Campus Experience. Today, I'm with Rishi Kulkarni. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Scott.
So Rishi has extensive customer marketing experience. He's worked at Salesforce. He's worked at a number of high-tech companies. And so today, we're really going to talk about, obviously, his journey, but also he has a lot of advice that he can share based on his journey for other customer marketers. He'll also talk about different approaches to customer marketing based on what Salesforce is doing and what other folks are doing. So let's talk a little bit about your journey. And every podcast likes to start that way. So tell me a little bit about how you got to where you are today.
Yeah. First of all, thanks a lot, Scott, for the opportunity. I'm very excited. So it's quite an interesting story. So I was born and raised in Mumbai, India. Grew up in a very middle-class family. My parents had stable administrative job, you know, and just to play the stereotype here. Most middle-class Indian parents, they wanted children to either be a doctor or an engineer or an architect. And I followed that same norm. I came to the United States to pursue my engineering, my master's here in electrical and computer engineering. One more reason I wanted to come out of India as well back in the early 2000s was also being a gay man. I thought, you know what? America would be the land of opportunity, not just for my career, but also for my personal evolution or growth, if I may. I completed my degree in electrical and computer engineering, and I started my career in tech. I was an IT security specialist. And then I did a little bit of SAP admin, SAP basis is what they call. I did some business objects, dabbled my feet in project management and program management. And then, the work was good, but it wasn't really my calling. It wasn't my passion. And until 2010, when everybody was talking about SaaS and customer success was the sort of the new function in the industry. I got an opportunity to be a customer success manager. It's very interesting. I never thought that I would get this job. I went for an interview at a company called Innotaz, and I literally went in thinking, I'm not going to get this job. I have no customer facing experience whatsoever. And 1 hour into the interview with my then manager, and now he's a good friend and my mentor as well, Tim Madewell, he told me at the end of the interview, you have this job. You want it. And I'm like, sure. And a couple of years later, I worked there in different roles. I did professional services, customer success, also did a little bit of marketing at Innotaz. I asked him hey, why did you hire me? And, because I was curious and I'd never had any customer facing experience. And it's very interesting. He said, during the interview, you asked me, what are your hobbies? What do you do outside of work? And I did theater for many years. As to act and dance, and I love acting. And he's like, I really like that fact that you like to act. And when you're at a customer facing role, if you think about it, you're an actor. You cannot have a bad day, right? When you're in front of the customer, no matter what's going on in your personal life, you got to deliver. And he's like, I saw that in you. So he gave me a chance. He took a risk on me and it played very well for me. I worked with Innotaz for a few years in customer success roles. And then in 2017, I joined Salesforce. And I was really looking for a new challenge. I was a CSM again at Salesforce. And I'm like, I need a new challenge. And then I'm very grateful to the mentors and the leaders I've had in my career. And one of the leaders at Salesforce, he asked me, what is it that you really want to do? I mean, you're looking for a new challenge. You have done customer support. You have done professional services, customer success. And I'm like, I want to really have a strong pulse on the customer experience. And he says, the only way, you know, the missing piece of your puzzle is customer marketing. If you do not know how to market your customers, you haven't really mastered the art of customer experience. And no better company than Salesforce. And I mean, I truly believe Salesforce is the best marketing company out there. I could be biased since I worked there for 4 years, but I have never met more brilliant marketers anywhere than Salesforce. At least the one they work at Salesforce at, or at some point in their career, they have been part of the Salesforce marketing organization. And, you know, I believe in that, the whole law of attraction. Him and I had that conversation. My mentor, Timaya, was his name. And a week later, there was an opening in a customer marketing team. And you know what? I applied. And within a week, I started doing customer marketing executive programs. And here I am, like almost 5.5 years doing customer marketing executive programs. So that's really my journey. An engineer by education, started my career in IT security, in tech. And now I do customer marketing executive programs.
I think you've been very fortunate to have open-minded hiring managers, you know, and I love that idea that he saw something in you, or that he's looking at how different disciplines can help in somebody's job. Like acting will help you, you know, be a better customer marketer, customer success person. I think that's, you know, just to be honest, on the CLG campus, I'm looking for people who have experience in other areas that can be applied to marketing. So that's great. And it's really relevant. The second thing is that resonates with me is so many people now are trying to think through, you know, are they going to pivot career wise, you know, or how to get a new job. So I think your story, you know, really resonates in terms of it's okay to try something different. You know, I just posted a survey on LinkedIn to find out like, are people, do they want to do the same thing, or do they like are taking advantage? Kind of a weird way to say it, taking advantage of the economic slowdown to try something new. And I think, you know, you're an example of somebody who's just like said, I'm going to follow my passion. I'm going to try something new. And just going down that path a little bit. So what advice do you have for people that want to go into customer marketing?
You know, I'm just going to keep it to customer marketing. I'm going to do kind of if you are in any customer facing role, if you interact with customers, I call it, and again, this is my perspective, but I call it the 3P formula. If you're in if you ever want to go in a customer facing role, whether it's customer marketing, customer success, professional services, support, the first P is being people centric. You have to have the passion and the love to work with people. You have to be invested in making your customer successful. You have to have that mindset that only you are successful only if your customers are successful, right? If your customers are not successful, you're not successful. So having that people-centric attitude or the passion to be people-centric is very important. You need to love to work with people, right? Second is a positive mind. Not every day is going to be sunshine and rainbows, I just say, right? You're going to work with a difficult customer. You're going to have a lot of resistance. You're going to have customers who are sometimes in not a great mood, right? But you got to be very positive and you got to keep going. You cannot, as I mentioned earlier, right? Me being an actor definitely helped me. I can have things going on in my personal life, which are not as great. But when I'm on a customer call, I need to be able to compartmentalize, right? So again, having that positive attitude always helps. And then the third P, I'm going to say the third P is that 2 P's in the within the third 3A and 3B is being patient and persuasive. When you work with people, you have to have a lot of patience. You work with different cultures, you work with different personalities, you work with different timelines, you work with different processes. You have to be patient. There are times, you know, when I'm customer marketing, when you have an opportunity for a customer, if it's a big brand, they are going to say no to you. It might take a lot of time for their PR approvals to come through, get through their process. You have to have patience and you have to be persuasive. You have to, those are 3 P's, I would say. Very important if you are in a customer facing role.
Got it. I never asked you, what kind of acting did you do?
I did a lot of Bollywood stage acting. I've been doing stage since I was in first grade or second grade, I would say. You know, as it's funny, as a kid, I used to stutter a lot, and I used to be very shy to go on stage because I would stammer, stutter all the time. And my mother really pushed me. She's like, "You're only going to get over this stammering if you believe in yourself." And she literally pushed me on stage. And I remember I was in second grade and I did a poetry reading competition. And I was so nervous. Am I going to even be able to say one line without stammering? And I ended up getting second prize. So I think it's a true story.
There's a lot of really key lessons here. You know, it's anything's possible, right? And just, I was telling somebody the other day that I feel most comfortable when I'm uncomfortable. In other words, I feel like I grow a lot when I go in situations that are new and different and challenging. And, that's just a great example of meeting the challenge head on. I mean, maybe you had a little push from your mother, but that's
yeah.
Great.
I mean, you got to push yourself. You got to push yourself. And sorry. And one advice I always give any new customer facing professional to join my team, or I'm also a mentor to a couple of folks I've worked in the past, is you got to find your own voice. When you got to find that voice, you know, there is only so much you can shadow people. There is so much only you can learn from others. At the end of the day, when you are working with people, you got to find your own voice and use your strength to your advantage.
Yeah, that's great. So you mentioned you worked at Salesforce. You've worked at some other tech companies. You probably have seen different models when it comes to customer marketing or customer facing roles. Maybe you could talk a little bit about the differences between Salesforce and some other companies.
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, right? I mean, Salesforce is such a well-oiled machine, if that's the right way to put it, but they do a phenomenal job at customer marketing. Again, they're a big enterprise. The customer Dreamforce, as most people know, is one of the largest technology event, right? For a conference in the world. And really, Dreamforce is the Super Bowl. We used to say it, the customer marketing team's Super Bowl. But the way they structure their team, and again, this could have changed. It's been 2+ years that since I worked at Salesforce. But the way they have structured their customer marketing is by industries. One way is they have their financial services cloud, they have the healthcare cloud, they have the manufacturing cloud. So they have a customer marketing lead or a team aligned to each industry. They also have a customer marketing team aligned to the different product offerings, like MuleSoft, a marketing cloud, or Pardot, right? Or maybe they have one for Slack, right? So or service cloud. So customer marketing team aligned by industries and customer marketing teams aligned with product. That's how they do. They run their executive programs. The executive program is not really part of customer marketing. They have different teams within the company who run their own executive program. When I consult for a lot of companies, I do like consulting on the side. I just as a hobby, for people who have worked with me in the past and they have joined companies and they want me to come in and help them with customer marketing. I always tell them, there are so many ways you can structure your customer marketing, right? It could be by regions. It could be by your products. You got to think about your customer base. That is very important. That look at your customer portfolio, and that will be one of the key factors to drive your customer marketing team. Or how do you organize your customer marketing? It could be also based on, you know, budget. What kind of budget you have? Customer marketing is an expensive engine. It's not a cheap engine, right? I mean, you can, it's not just doing a case study. It's doing a case study, but it's also doing a $200,000 film with customers, which I've done. So it's a large umbrella, for lack of a better term. So really, you got to look at your resources, your budget, your customers, and that's when you decide, am I going to structure my team or my function based on industries, based on product offerings, based on regions, based on customer segments, like small, medium, small business, mid-market, commercial, enterprise. So it really depends.
Mm-hmm. Got it. So I've heard you say, you know, I've been doing my research and I've heard you say that customer marketing is the sales arm of marketing.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah. So as a customer marketer, you are always selling opportunities to your customer. Like, I mean, think about it. Like, sales person will come and they sell solution, right, to their customer. I don't like to use the word product because product doesn't seem very personal. And you are selling solutions as an aid, right, to help customers with their challenges. Customer marketing is similar. You are selling opportunities that resonate with their goals, with their initiatives. Customers, the only difference is in customer marketing, you typically work with happy customers. You work with customers who have been successful leveraging your product and platform. That's one good thing. Most customers are happy customers. But you're constantly selling. And when you sell, you got to make sure that you're not just selling opportunities. They need to resonate, as I said. They need to resonate with the company that you're working with, the customer you're working with, their brand, with their goals, with their initiatives. And that's why I say it's the sales arm of marketing. They're constantly selling.
Got it. Now, what do you think? I just thought of a question about what's the best way for customer marketers to learn about customers? I know it sounds kind of like they should know about their customers anyway. It's amazing that I've talked to a lot of customer marketers, obviously, and they're not talking to their customers every week. And then when you ask them how, they say, well, do a survey or something like that. So I just wanted to hear from you based on your experience, because you are a people person. How do you learn about your customers?
That's a great question. Whenever I speak to someone about customer marketing, whether it's in an interview or whether I'm talking to a friend, I always say as a customer marketer, you have two most important responsibilities in your job is first, A, working with your customers, making sure, as I said, right, selling them the opportunities that resonate with them and kind of amplifying their success across the marketing channels. And then the second most important responsibility of a customer marketer is to drive internal alignment within the company. Because you need to be able to get a complete intel on the customer. You need to work with the sales team because they are the ones who are closest to the customer, right? They have been the ones who have been through the pre-sale cycle all the way to making their customer successful, right? So they know the customer. Work with your CSNs, right? So work with anybody and everybody who has touched that customer at any point. Make sure you align with them because that will give you not only a strong pulse on their use case and their story, but also about the personality of the customers that they're working with, right? You got to speak the customer language. I always say business is run by solutions and relationships. Mm-hmm. Customer marketing team is the one who brings that relationship piece to that equation. You are the one who are not only driving these internal relationships, but also these external relationships. And as I always say, on the other side of the screen now, or at least on the other side of the table, it's a human. It's a CEO, it's a CIO, it's a CTO, it could be a developer, it could be an engineer. But at the end of the day, they are a human being, right? So be authentic, be genuine. Take a moment to chat with your customers as well. Like when you go out for a coffee or a happy hour or a dinner, these things help. Ask them, hey, what excites you outside of work? What is it something that you enjoy doing, right? Even when I jump on a call with a customer, no matter what the sales team has told me, I have a good understanding of their use case, a strong pulse on their story. I always ask the customer, hey, tell me what keeps you up at night and how can we help you with that? It's all about the customer.
Yeah.
And that will go a long way to really make them feel heard and seen. And that will go a long way.
No, that's great. So I want to be sensitive to everybody's time. Time is money and people have a lot of things to do, but I always like to ask two last questions. So the first one is there anything that I haven't asked you today that you're like, damn, Wilder, why didn't you ask me that question? People need to know.
Yeah. One advice I would give to the customer marketers out there is, you know, think outside the box. Your customer is working with several vendors. What opportunities can you bring to the table that are going to get them excited, right? There will be, at any given point, let's say 5 or 10 vendors. They all are going to come to them. Hey, can you speak for us? Yeah, or can you do this media interview for us? But try to be as creative as possible. In this role, you have the luxury to be as creative as you want. That is something Salesforce does really well, right? They get creative. Also, bring your own creativity. I think that will help you a lot. Think outside the box. Make it personal. Make it fun. Make it exciting. Customers, when they work with you on these marketing opportunities, it should not be an extra work on their plate, right? Additional work on their plate. It should be something that they actually enjoy doing. It's something that they can take a break from their day-to-day work and enjoy doing. So think outside the box. Be creative. Have fun with it.
I love that. Have fun with it. That's so key. I mean, sometimes we just, you know, there's so many challenges around us, but having fun in your job and having fun with your customers and co-creating with them. The last question is, so who or what has influenced you the most? And you talked about your mentor earlier, so maybe it's that person, or maybe it's a website, or maybe it's a course. You know, you've done some pretty impressive things in terms of your career. So I was just curious about who or what has influenced you the most?
You know, my journey has been from an engineer to a marketer, right? So I could not have done it by myself. So I have had several people who have influenced me. And I mean, the first kudos I give to my mother, right? She's always very positive. And I think I like to think, or I truly believe, I'm a very positive person. I always believe that there is always silver lining to every situation, right? No matter how bad, there's no bad experience. And from every experience, you learn something. You grow from it. So, the positivity I definitely get from my mother. When I joined marketing, right, in Salesforce, my ex-boss there, she's also my mentor now, Yana Winter. I mean, I had no marketing experience. When you are in marketing, there's a very specific way you write your emails, the way you position things. And she literally took me under her wing. So I learned from her a lot, the marketer. Like, she made me a seasoned marketer, right? So she has been great. And more than that, I think she took chance on me. She took someone from customer success to customer marketing, right? Or my boss at Interpass, Tim Madewell, who saw the actor in me and gave me the opportunity to be a customer-facing professional. And of course, along the way, I've had some great managers, coaches. I'm very grateful to have some great leaders and mentors in my life.
You've said a few times they took a chance on you. I think you've obviously have something in you, and I see it. And that's why I wanted to get you on here, that, you know, to share with other people in terms of your experience and just how you approach things in general. You know, we met at a base meetup in San Francisco, and I could, you know, really see that energy and enthusiasm. So thank you for sharing that today with everybody.
No, thank you for the opportunity. This was great.
So that's it. Rishi, do you have anything else you want to add, or should we wrap up?
No, this is great. I hope you liked it. If there's anything you want me to do again, I'm more than happy.
No, that's great. So thank you, everybody, for joining us at Customer Led Groove, brought to you and orchestrated by Base, part of the CLG campus. As I like to say at the end, you can find us on Amazon Music, Amazon Podcast, Alexa, Apple, Google. And what I also like to say is, you don't have to like us. You don't have to follow us. Just play it forward and share this with somebody else. Thank you.
Thank you again for joining Customer Led Groove. Remember, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and on the CLG campus. Feel free to rate us, follow us, and leave a comment on any of those platforms. We hope to see you again soon when we're back in the Customer Led Groove.